Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now to talk some baseball, not just Orioles, but travel around the major leagues. You can check him out on the rundown throughout the season on MLB Network, including today at 2 o'clock. Plus, if you want to vote for the All-Star Game, your favorite players, Trey Mancini could use some help, ladies and gentlemen. Vote for your All-Stars via online at MLB.com. Let's bring into the program Scott Braun. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Bob and Vinny. And, yeah, let's get Trey Mancini to the All-Star game to rep the Orioles. I'm on board.
Well, I think he's going anyway, but right now 17th in the online voting here.
We don't have another option.
Well, John Means, but, hey, when you're – let me get your thought on this one. When you're 21-51, you're a one All-Star team. Is that fair to say, Scott Braun?
Yes. I think that's fair to say. I mean, you could be a team that is incredibly top-heavy and you happen to have two incredible players. That is possible because of the way that the sport is constructed. I mean, you can have two superstar players and the rest of the team is in rebuild mode, so you're just not there yet. But based on this current roster for Baltimore, I would say that looks like a one-player-to-the-All-Star game kind of situation. And you have to keep in mind that if that one player is not being voted in, which doesn't look to be the case, then sometimes it's also down to semantics. Is there another pitcher needed? Is there a position player? What position? Stuff like that. So those are all things to keep in mind, which is why, yeah, it should be Mancini, but you never know if they happen to need a pitcher spot and then Mancini gets squeezed out because there's other good talented players at his position.
All right, let's get to the AL East. Yankees are a game and a half up. Tanaka Blast shuts out Tampa last night. They got Encarnacion, got the collar, sent down Clint Frazier. You know, they're getting Judge back, Stanton back. We understand the talent that is there for them. Handicap this race as you see it right now, Scott, on June the 18th. Boston's won six in a row. Orioles helping that cause over the weekend at Camden Yards. Handicap the three there. Are we looking at three playoff teams perhaps coming out of the East?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the only thing that would hold back the three playoff team AL East is the fact that it's just a little bit tougher for them when they beat up on each other. You look at the American League Central, and you have Minnesota leading the pack by a landslide. Cleveland is definitely not Cleveland of the past few years, but they're not bad. I mean, they're an okay team, and okay against three much weaker teams in the American League Central that they're able to pick on, and they're on one of those stretches right now. That's going to make a huge difference for them. So that's the only thing I think that would hold them back, because when I look at the West, Houston's up by 8.5 games over Texas. I think Texas will eventually fall off. I think Oakland and the Angels, those kind of teams, they're in the 500 range. So then I go to the Central. Minnesota's up by 10 games already, but I think Cleveland has a shot to stick around. And then you have the Yankees, the Rays, and the Red Sox. So there is a chance in my mind that Cleveland can sneak into one of those playoff positions, especially with some of their starters coming back. But otherwise, the Yankees, the Rays, and the Red Sox all look like talented playoff teams. Yes, the Yankees are about to get much stronger. It is really amazing how well they've done with all of those injuries, because they might be the team that's impacted the most so far this season with injuries, and it just really hasn't hit them too much in the standings. So I think the Red Sox are a better team. I'd take them over the Tampa Bay Rays at the moment. Tampa Bay had a really hot start. Boston was on the other end of the spectrum, so they're going to be playing catch-up for maybe the rest of the season, the Red Sox, and maybe they don't leapfrog two teams to get to the top of the AL East, but I do think they're definitely a playoff team. They might have a bullpen issue or two to fix at the trade deadline, and you know this team spends, so they'll do it. So that offense is still really scary when it all comes together, and I think it's much better, which we saw in the playoffs when there's tougher pitching and they know how to hit in situations, runners in scoring position, make contact, stuff like that, which is what makes them special and gives them maybe a chance to repeat.
Did you think at the beginning of the year that the Twins would be doing what they're doing? I mean, because they went and got, what, Cruz and Sco. I mean, they made some nice additions.
Yeah, I don't think I saw them 10 games up on Cleveland in mid-June. But keep in mind that Kluber's on the injured list. Clevinger's one of their better pitchers now. He just came back yesterday. And Carlos Carrasco is also on the injured list right now. So If you had told me Cleveland is down at least three of their starters, their key starters, I wouldn't have been that surprised. I think that's the big difference, too, is that Cleveland's so far back already. But, yeah, I mean, this has been a blazing start for them. I actually thought this was coming last year. Last year they made a bunch of free agent moves. Those didn't work out. And this year the free agent moves did work out. And couple that with the fact that some of the starting pitching has developed more, and couple that with the fact that some of the core players that they have are healthy and thriving, from Jorge Polanco to Max Kepler to Byron Buxton and even Snow's here, where last year, I mean, I did quite a few Twins games calling them for the Facebook games, and Minnesota was, they were in shambles. I mean, it's a team where you saw talent all over the place, but whether they were hurt or there was underperformance, it just was not coming together for them. And you're seeing that here. And then I can't emphasize enough that Kansas City's in rebuild mode, and also the White Sox and the Detroit Tigers are also still rebuilding. So for them, it makes a huge difference in terms of the opposition and what they're able to take on 19 times against each of those teams. It makes a huge difference for their record.
Scott Braun joining us, MLB Network. Check him out today on The Rundown. Starts at 2 o'clock. Go to MLB.com to vote for your favorite Major League All-Stars. Let's get to the National League real quick, Scott, before we get to the Birds. The Braves are now up 3 in the division over the Phillies. Mickey Callaway appears to be on the perennial hot seat, still surviving for now. Dave Martinez, same thing with the Nats. Handicap the National League East for us right now.
Okay, so this one I thought to be a four-team race. Although that's really wishful thinking. How often do we actually see four teams so involved for the entire year? So right now, obviously, it looks like a two-team race with Atlanta and Philadelphia. Does Washington or New York make a little bit of a run and get back into it? Maybe. I mean, keep in mind that still both of them, the Mets are 4 games under .500. The Nationals are 5 games under .500. I actually like the Nationals a little bit better than I do the Mets at the moment. But Philadelphia and Atlanta look like a step up, both of them. They both have work to do. I actually called the game on Friday, which was a fantastic game. That was the walk-off for Brian McCann with his team down a run, with down to their final strike, and comes up with the knock to drive in two. But, I mean, no breaks in the Braves lineup at all. You go 1 through 9 there, besides the pitcher's spot, and you do not have any breaks. Ozzie Albee's batting 8th for you. That's ridiculous. So Austin Riley has been out of control. So Atlanta's up 3 games. I'd give them the edge at the moment. Dallas Keuchel's coming soon. That's only going to help, and especially off the field too. They have so many young pitchers. Dallas Keuchel's going to make a difference. There are pitchers like that who can join a staff and say, here's how it's done professionally, 200 innings a year, former Cy Young winner, fields his position as well as any player in baseball. So, yeah, I'd give the Braves the edge for now. Obviously, they're up by 3 games. Philadelphia is very talented. They've been hit a little bit more with injuries. Andrew McCutchen actually turned into a fantastic signing. He has reestablished the way that he represents himself at the plate. And what I'm saying is he was a MVP three-hitter for years, and he learned how to be a leadoff hitter. He takes pitches as well as anyone in baseball, and he filled a void for Philadelphia that they have not been able to figure out, and they're going to try and work on at the trade deadline. So between that, the Phillies, when I was calling the game, had 7 relievers, 7 of their top relievers on the injured list. I think it's down to 6 now, and I still think they could probably use a left-handed starting pitcher. So I think a few more holes for Philadelphia. I would have liked to see them get Kimbrel and or Keuchel. So, I'll go Braves, Phillies. I like the Nationals third best, even though they're in fourth, and then the Mets in the 4 spot. Just for the Mets, just doesn't seem like the whole roster comes together and equals victories. You know, when the starting pitching's clicking, the bullpen's falling apart. When the bullpen's clicking, the offense isn't there. So you're just not seeing the complexion of the roster all come together at the same time.
Do you think the Orioles have any assets to gain any good prospects at the trade deadline?
Sure. I mean, Michael Givens can get you something back, right? If you catch
the way
him
he's
at
playing?
A hot time. No?
Well, he hasn't performed
he's
well.
He's in a little slump right now.
Right.
Sure. Stuff-wise, he should be able to. Again, you got what? About a month and a half to go.
Yeah.
So you hope that he hits his stride. Because in the past, he's been a name that we brought up plenty of times as a guy that can help a squad. So that's one. I mean, maybe you could look at someone like Bundy, just because at this point you have to project things forward. I mean, again, same thing. You need Bundy to go on a little hot stretch. But you're looking at some of the players on this roster and when Baltimore is going to be hitting their stride again, and most of these players just won't be there. It's just the facts. Most of the team that you're going to see is the team that's starting to formulate in the minor leagues, especially the guys that we just saw get picked in the draft. And then, I mean, we talked about Mancini at the top. I think that's someone where you can either go one way or the other. You can either try and deal him while he's playing well. I wouldn't probably, just based on the fact that I don't know how much you're going to get for him. Position players at the trade deadline haven't gone for as much, and I feel like there are quite a few players in his category that are available. I actually happen to think he's a great clubhouse guy. He's a leader. I think he's somebody that you can – I mean, he's not going to be your superstar franchise player, the one guy. He's not your Trout. He's not your Harper. But he is a significant, I'd say, role player on a team that can – he can be on a championship team. So if I was Baltimore – I would try and lock him up long-term right now to more of a team-friendly extension, eventually get him over to first base, and that's my guy that I keep. So aside from that, not a ton. I mean, maybe a small, you know, if another reliever gets hot, that's really the what you're going to be looking at the trade deadline, a lot of relief pitchers going out. So a lot of teams, I'd say more than in previous seasons, need relief pitching help, and I don't just mean one guy. I mean, there are teams that need probably two or three relievers. So you see if, again, who knows, somebody on that relief staff gets hot that you can deal away. Otherwise, I don't know. I mean, you could look at VR, too. Is he a guy that's going to be part of the next wave, or can you trade him away and he can be a utility player on a team? Stuff like that. So, but small moves, I would say.
Scott Brown, check him out today, 2 o'clock, The Rundown, MLB Network. Also, vote for your favorite All-Stars at MLB.com. Scott, we appreciate your time, as always. Catch up soon.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, you got it, Bob and Vinny. Take care.
Yep. You got it. Scott Brown, MLB Network, again, Rundown, coming up at 2 o'clock.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.